Oh, episode number 101. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You podcast. Merry Christmas Eve. Hashtag Christmas Eve. Hashtag Turned Up Tuesday. I hope everybody's doing okay. Happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas, right? I try to cover everybody. I don't say this enough, by the way, but this podcast isn't just for drinkers, drunkies, winos, and fucking hoes. It's for everybody. If you're drinking a glass of chocolate milk right now, fucking cheers. If you're drinking a glass of kale juice right now, fucking cheers. I have a lot of straight edge friends, by the way, so which I hope to get on the podcast eventually one day, even though they don't drink. I think that'd actually be kind of an interesting topic to talk about, why they don't drink, if they've ever been tempted to drink. Anyway, so I hope everybody's having a good week. I hope you had a good weekend. It's almost fucking over. I'm the only one that's glad it's almost over. People stopped giving a shit about me when I was like 13 years old, you know? There were babies being born so much cuter, you know, so much more fun than I was. 13-year-old me. It's just like, here's your fucking tube socks, Chris. Get lost. Get out of here. And that's what I did. I just went and moped to my room. I'm just gonna sit here with my tube socks now. Nobody fucking cares about me anymore. That's what it's like growing up, you know, becoming an adult. Nobody gives a fuck about you anymore. It's all about the kids, which it should be. Rightfully so. Except for those little shitheads that write they want a fucking iPhone X for Christmas. Like, dude, I can't even fucking afford an iPhone X. If I could afford an iPhone X, if I could afford two of them, I would definitely get that kid one. But Jesus Christ, let me get a kid something that I can't even afford. How does that make any goddamn sense? Bless their hearts, though. You know, bless their hearts. They're just asking for the world. You gotta aim high, right? You gotta aim high. You gotta say, Daddy, I want an iPhone X. So Daddy gets you a fucking Nokia. You know, you at least got a fucking phone. You know, be happy with it, you little shit. Jesus Christ, going hard after the kids right now. It's all about the kids. Why are you being mean to the kids, Chris? I don't know. Because I'm a fucking Grinch. You know, I'm a fucking Grinch. And I keep saying this every fucking episode. You know, the 1st through the 25th, I'm looking a little rough, dude. I'm spending a lot of money. I'm not happy. I'm like, how the fuck are we gonna pay bills? And about the 26th, after it's all over, man, I catch my second wind. I start to feel like myself again. I'm like, all right, things are gonna be okay. Have you guys made any fucking resolutions? I know I haven't. I have a frame of like what I want to do, obviously. It's the same shit as always. I want to fucking travel. I want to fucking eat better. I want to fucking work out. You know, I want to keep doing this podcast, which I will keep doing, but consistently. Maybe I can be a little more consistent next year. That's what I need to aim for. Hashtag Turned Up Tuesday instead of waiting till goddamn Friday. Chris, you got to give yourself a break. You had a kid this year. You know, there's a lot of shit that happened. Dude, I'll tell you what, 2019 fucking kicked my ass all goddamn year. You know, about 75-80% of the year, 2019 just beat the living shit out of me, man. I'm so ready for this year to be over. I don't know if the numbers on the calendar change anything. They don't make you a different person. They don't make you a better person, you know? It's a new year, it's a new me bullshit. I mean, it doesn't work like that. You gotta fucking work on yourself. You gotta better yourself, you know? Hopefully you guys didn't go broke spending money on Christmas and shit, because that's not what it's about. It's about being there with your family, the family dinner, you know? It's about awkward conversations with your brother-in-law. It's about awkward conversations with that cousin you haven't seen in 14 years. How'd you lose your eye, Bill? You weren't like that last time I saw you, you know? Oh, that's what it's all about. Being stuffed into one fucking house with some people you fucking hate. That's just how we do it, you know? Like, ah, oh, fuck, you invited that fucking guy? It's about your slutty cousin bringing over her fourth boyfriend in 4 years. That's what warms my fucking heart, you know? Did I even tell you guys what I'm drinking tonight? I'm drinking an Italian margarita. I got this mixed down. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. The amaretto is the fucking star of that drink, you know? That's the shit. I looked up a recipe earlier this week, and it just did not do an Italian margarita justice, you know? And it's so fucking sweet with the liqueur in there and shit. I don't do sugar on the rim. If you do sugar on the rim, you're probably getting diabetes. Can you catch diabetes? Is that how it works? Or do you just develop diabetes? Or maybe you're born with it. It's the holiday season. Doop-dee-doo. And a doo-dee-dop. Don't forget to suck on my A. All right, we're not going to go that fucking far. So, best holiday movies. I have a list here in front of me. I'm just going to tell you guys my fucking favorite holiday movies. This is in no particular order. Elf. I like the Santa Claus. Christmas Vacation. I'm watching that tonight after I do this podcast. One of my all-time favorite. That's like my must every year. I must watch that movie at least once before Christmas. Kind of puts me in the spirit. But I'm a little like Clark, you know? I'm a little on edge. And I want everything to be fucking perfect, and it stresses me the fuck out if it's not. Which it normally isn't. The Grinch. No, that's actually not on the list. Dude, my youngest son has watched that goddamn movie all fucking month, and I fucking hate it now. I hate it. I hate it. I hate The Grinch with Jim Carrey. I fucking hate it. I liked it before, but I've seen it so much this goddamn month, I'm over it. And that's pretty sad, because I should identify with The Grinch. I should like it for that fact that I am the same way. I just don't enjoy Christmas like that, and he's trying to destroy it. And I don't like it. I don't know. I don't like it anymore. Just like that fucking... What's that movie trailer they keep playing with, I don't even know who the chicks are. I think one of them's a stand-up comedian, a black chick. They keep beating down this goddamn trailer, and it's just like, nobody's going to see this movie. That's how you can tell it's going to be a shit movie. If they over-market it, it's going to be a shit movie. It's not funny. They spent more money on marketing than they did the production of the movie, you know? Anyway, back to the list. Home Alone. Yeah, that's a classic. 1990, you can't beat that. Miracle on 34th Street, 1947. I've never seen that one. I've seen the one with it's Matilda. That's not her name, but she played Matilda. You know that little girl. She was like Dakota Fanning before Dakota Fanning was, you know, a child star. Anyway. Love Actually, I didn't know that was a Christmas movie. I guess it's wrapped up in a bow. Oh, Gremlins, dude. Gremlins is one of my favorite movies. Polar Express, meh. The Cranks, meh. Bad Santa, there you go. That's a good one. Jingle All the Way. Home Alone 2, dude, that was it. Home Alone 2, just, that was my favorite fucking movie when I was a kid. When he pulls up in that limo, and he gets out in front of that, I think it's like a fucking Trump hotel or whatever. I think Trump was actually in that movie. He pulls up in the fucking limo. He opens the door, and that guy's just like waiting with the cheese pizza. And he opens the box, and all the fucking steam comes out. I was like, yes, I want that to be my life. Other than it being in New York, I don't really want that part. Because I'm sure there's, like, they're filming this thing, and there's a fucking hobo taking a shit on the corner. And it smells like, you know, rat turds and dog piss everywhere. But other than that, the limo and the fantasy of going into that hotel and the fucking cheese pizza waiting on you was pretty pretty great when I was a kid. The Santa Claus 2, never seen it. I'll Be Home for Christmas, 1998 with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Never seen it. Dude, freaking Christmas movies, man. In the 90s, they made The Night Before with Seth Rogen. Never seen that. I might have to see that one. Okay, there it is with Matilda. I don't know her goddamn name. I wonder how old that girl is now. Miracle on 34th Street. That was a pretty good movie. Even as a kid, I was like, all right, that's not bad. I gotta find who this kid is. She was in so many movies. She was in Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams. Rest in peace. Dude, it's so hard for me. It's so hard to watch a Robin Williams movie, man. It really is. It's really sad, but dude, that guy was such a huge part of my childhood. What's her name? Kris Kringle, Elizabeth Perkins? Is that the little girl? Elizabeth Perkins. Let's see what she looks like now. Nope, that's not her. I don't know my... Oh, okay, I know who Elizabeth Perkins is now. Who was the girl? Who's Matilda? Do I have to search fucking Matilda on here? Let's do it. What's the little girl's name? Matilda. Jesus Christ. This took a turn, didn't it? 1996 Matilda. What is this little girl's name? And how old is she now? Let's see. Mara Wilson. How old is Mara? Wow. Holy shit. Mara Wilson, 1987. A couple of years younger. She doesn't even look like that. She was such a cute little kid. Sorry, but not so much as a... That doesn't even fucking look like her. I'm not even sure I have the same person. Wow. Oh, yep, that's her. Anyway, sorry, we got sidetracked. Let's cause a little controversy here. Those are some of my favorite Christmas movies. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Get Over It is the name of this. And this is from BarstoolSports.com. Let's see. Let's see what it says. Is this a list? Welcome to the party, pal. They have a quote of Bruce Willis saying Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. I don't know if that actually happened. In case your ears are fucked, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a goddamn Bruce Willis movie. I need some reasons here, people. I need some reasons why this isn't a Christmas movie. Why is Die Hard not a Christmas movie? I'm going for, just to ruffle some feathers, I'm going with it's not a Christmas movie. Let's see if they can change my mind. We're doing a little Steven Crowder with Christmas movies. Poll, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yeah, that sounds fucking good. I want to see what everybody thinks. It was based around Christmas time. I can vote. There are no reasons why it's not a Christmas movie. Okay. Well, I probably should have clicked on a website before I started doing this podcast, but Bruce Willis says no. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Bruce Willis says no. Yeah, I guess it's a no. I don't know. I don't have anything right now. All right, that's what I was looking for. Let me take a drink here real quick. Cheers, everybody. Man, I'll tell you what. I'd really like to go downtown and have a frozen eggnog tonight. That would be wonderful. That would make my fucking night. I worked a half day today, so I'm feeling a little rested. I'm actually doing this podcast at a decent time, so I can put it out. I just got too much fucking shit to do tomorrow to try to do a podcast. So, number one, it could be set on literally any other day of the year and be the same movie. Okay, I can see that. Let's see. Number two, automatic weapons have no place in a Christmas movie. This is celebrity.9.com, by the way. At its most secular base level, Christmas is still regarded as a celebration of joy and peace. Peace is not an emotion evoked by machine guns, missiles, and exploding cars. All right, that's a valid point. I can accept that. Okay, so number three says, neither do handguns. They kind of use the same thing for 2 points. You lost a little credibility there. Number four, nor people getting their brains blown out. I don't know about that one. It could be an action Christmas movie, which is what people say this one is. There is no dramatic dinner table scene. Number five, every Christmas classic needs a dramatic table scene. Think Bumpus dog stealing the turkey. Bumpus. In A Christmas Story. The painful, that shows you how many times I've seen that movie. I'm too busy watching Christmas Vacation. In A Christmas Story, the painful awkwardness of Sarah Jessica Parker's mealtime talk and the Family Stone. That's what's on the picture here. That's kind of a weak point, I feel like. Let's see. It's bad for your blood pressure. Really? Are there really people out there watching Die Hard with, like, you know, getting amped up like this shit is... I mean, I guess people get into movies, but Jesus Christ, like, you gotta be able to tell the difference between reality and a fucking movie, right? It's bad for your blood pressure. The only time a Christmas movie should be should accelerate your heart rate is anticipation of the mistletoe kiss. Get the fuck out of here, celebrity.9.com. This is some weak shit. You're starting to get some weak shit here. Alan Rickman does not wear an artfully draped scarf. I guess that's from, what's that fucking, Love Actually. Let's see. Number 8, the only person who wears a Santa hat is a dead man. One hastily scrawled, now I have a machine gun, ho ho ho, doth not a Christmas movie make. I mean, I guess I can kind of agree with that. Its most iconic line has nothing to do with Christmas. Unlike Home Alone, which did it right with Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, Die Hard's Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, is an ode to Westerns, not Christmas. Ooh, that's a pretty good fucking point. 10, the precious child actor does not steal enough scenes. Christmas movies, by design, need at least one, preferably more, camera mugging child actors to repeatedly tug at our heartstrings and remind us all of what's good and innocent. Okay, sorry, I can't fucking read. You guys know that by now, right? Let's see. Was that 10 already? Come on. Let's just get it over with. The trailer for 1988's Die Hard starring Bruce Willis and Alan Rickman. Dude, oh man, I gotta tell you guys, I've been watching The Toys That Made Us, The Movies That Made Us. Die Hard was one of the ones. Oh my god, it was so fucking good on Netflix. Dude, I watched the Ninja Turtle, toy one, about 4 times now. I fucking love it, dude. If you grew up playing with any of those popular toys, you'll probably love that show too. Highly recommended. Dude, it just brought back so many good fucking memories. Like, I was pointing at the screen like I was a kid again. I was like, oh, I had that toy. Oh, shit, I had that toy. No, I never had that one. I never had that one. Oh, I always wanted that playset. I never got it. Dude, it's such a good fucking show. I'm watching, I watched the Ninja Turtles one probably about 4 times. Now I'm watching the Lego one. Lego, dude, Lego might not have even been around. They made so many, they're going through the show and they're talking about how many bad business decisions they made. They tried to make a special Lego character, it didn't work out. They tried to go into TV, it didn't work out. They did a lot of things that kind of fucked them. But they're making it work now. I think it's probably a billion-dollar corporation now, right? There's fucking Legoland, all kinds of shit. I don't know, man, on the Die Hard thing. I'm kind of on the fence. Of course I want to say Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, just to be a dick. But this article, celebrity.9.com, made probably 2 or 3 pretty good points. The other ones were, I don't know, kind of flimsy, kind of reaching a little bit. But I don't know, write me, man. Let me know what your favorite Christmas movies are. DrinkItTillYouPodcast@gmail.com. Cheers. All right, I got to pause real quick. I got to go make more drink. And we'll do the drink recommendations. One sec. All right. Drink recommendations. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. I don't know why I'm being so stupid, but I'm gonna give you some drink recommends. That didn't really work out for me. Anyways, this is the Italian margarita. This is the recipe I found online. What I'm drinking currently right now. 2 ounces amaretto, 1 ounce triple sec, 1 ounce gold tequila. I use silver. It's okay. It turned out fine. 4 ounces of sweet and sour mix. A lime wedge for garnish. You can do sugar or salt on the rim. If you do fucking sugar, this drink is already sweet as is. So if you do sugar, you're gonna catch the diabetes. Anyway. So what I did for this one, I actually just poured all my ingredients, those quantities, into the cup, and I just kind of stirred it around. You can do a shaker. Oh, hey, shout out, by the way, to George for giving me my shaker, tin the other day. I've used it about 20 fucking times since I got it. I don't know why I never got one. I think I had a plastic one at one point, but you know how you have to bang that ice around in there? I think it actually cracked the plastic, so I had to throw it out or something like that back probably like a year ago. So thank you, George, for the shaker tin. I really appreciate it. It's getting good use right now. But if you want to do it with the shaker, pour your amaretto, triple sec, tequila, and sweet and sour in the shaker with ice, shake, strain into a schooner, and serve over ice, salt the rim, whatever you got to do. Lime as a garnish. The other two I have for you, let's see. Let's start with the mint lemonade. Muddle a handful of mint leaves. You're going to need 20 mils white rum, 20 mils Captain Morgan rum, 10 mils peppermint liqueur, 20 mils fresh lime juice. Here's how you make it. Shake with lots of ice with the mint leaves. Pour into a glass. Use a strainer. So strain into a glass. Top with Sprite. And there you have the fucking mint lemonade. The last one I have for you is the rainbow cocktail. 40 mils Malibu. You're going to need some cherry juice. It does not say how much. 20 mils grenadine. Jesus, cherry juice and grenadine? You're going to need some pineapple juice. Once again, it does not say how much. I should have looked at this recipe before. 20 mils fresh lemon juice. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of lemon juice. And you're going to need blue curacao or blue curacao, however the fuck you want to say it. Preparation, bottom layer, add grenadine. Middle layer, mix Malibu and lemon and pineapple juice together and carefully pour it over the red layer. Top layer, take a bit of water and add some drops of blue curacao. Then carefully pour on top. Hashtag drinks for all. Hashtag cheers. Hashtag cocktail. Hashtag mixology. Recipe alcohol drink bartender. That is the rainbow cocktail. That is the mint lemonade. And what I'm drinking tonight, the Italian margarita, which is one of my favorite fucking margaritas. Not great on calories. If you're trying to watch your calories, you might just want to shoot that tequila. But as always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get a fucking Uber. Get a fucking Lyft. Call TxDOT. What's the thing? SoberRides.org. It might be in your state as well. It might not only be in Texas. I'm not sure. It sounds like a good idea. Or just sleep where the fuck you're at, you know? You don't have to drive anywhere. You're good. You're with family. Nobody's going to do anything weird to you. Just lock yourself in the fucking bedroom, you know? Anyways, cheers. All right, we're going to talk a little sports. I saved it till the end of the podcast. Dallas Cowboys fucking shit the bed against the Eagles. I think, honestly, at this point, I think everybody respects Jason Garrett. I just don't think they want to play for him anymore. I'm kind of thankful we lost. I don't like losing. Don't get me wrong. I hate fucking losing, and I fucking hate losing to the Eagles. But I think also it's what needed to happen, you know? I think it's what needed to happen to get rid of Jason Garrett. And we didn't have a good fucking game. We couldn't score. We couldn't do anything. You know what? Kai Forbath, though, solid, man. I love him as a kicker. I fucking love him as a kicker. So much more consistent. I don't get the bubble guts every time he has to kick a fucking field goal like I did with Maher. But, yeah, just a bad game all around. A bad season all around. Our winning percentage is just fucking shit. And, we beat the Eagles once this season, and we just fucking lost to them. I don't like splitting the series. I like taking all the games from all the division opponents, but it is what it is. And the sad part, too, is that the Eagles had a hurt fucking roster, and we still couldn't put a good game together to fuck it. Dude, Dak, I mean, they're saying he's hurt. Just the Dak-uracy is just off, as usual. This is nothing new. We've looked at it since he's been, you know, he had that good first season when he came into the league, and that was great. Very proud of him, very happy for him, but, you know, they got the book on him now, as they say, which is just saying, you know, they know what the fuck he's going to do. They know how to, you know, take care of him and not let him do what he wants to do. They're saying his hip or was it his shoulder is fucked up, so they're like, oh, that's the reason Dak missed that throw. No, that's not the reason. It's because he's Dak. You know, I hate to talk shit on him. He's my quarterback for the, you know, my favorite team, but Jesus Christ, man. Like, that dude couldn't hit the fucking broadside of a barn, you know, to throw out a cliche saying. Anyway, so yeah, Dallas Cowboys, and the fucked up part, this is how bad the division is. We could still come out on top of the division. If the Eagles lose next week and we win over the Eagles are playing the Giants and we're playing the Redskins, who are fucking horrible, by the way. You know, we could actually still win the fucking division, man. That's that's just insane. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Or maybe it'd be a tie. How would we win the division if we split the season series with the Eagles, and then we would both end the season with the same record? How would we come out on top? They would have a loss. See, we were both 7-7. That would put them at 8-7. Now we're 7-8. If we win, we would be 8-8. If they lose, they would be 8-8 with the split series. I really don't fucking understand. But that's what I'm hearing on the radio, is we can come out on top if we win and they lose. Obviously, if we lose, it's fucking over. They're going to the playoffs. And guess what, you fucking Philadelphia Eagles fans? You're getting fucking smashed. First round. Who are you playing? The fucking Seahawks? You're fucked. You're not getting any further than we would have got in the playoffs. It's just been a shit show of a season. So maybe a new coach next season. It better be a new fucking coach next season. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to watch them anymore. I'm not going to say they're not my favorite team, man. They're totally my favorite team, 100%, but I just can't do another fucking... I don't want to watch another year of goddamn Jason Garrett, the fucking clapper, you know? As far as Dallas Stars, man, they shit the fucking bed, too. They got blown out by Florida. They pretty much got blown out by Calgary with a few bright lights. Dude, Ben Bishop just isn't fucking... He's not up to par right now. I don't know what the fucking deal is. And my buddy who's been on the podcast before, Brandon, actually has a really good theory about Ben Bishop, which is that he's a fucking head case. He's a drama queen. He's emotional, so he can't keep it together. I'm starting to think that's true, man. And when I see the guys in front of Khudobin, the supposed backup, dude, they play so much fucking harder for him. He, like, motivates them somehow, or, you know, he's just such a bright light that the guys want to fucking play well in front of him and don't want him to have to face 100 fucking shots. But with that said, when we came back on the Lightning before we got blown out in these last two games, dude, we came back, we were down, 3-1 in the third period. We came back and we scored 2 goals to tie it, pushed it to overtime, actually stole that fucking game from the Tampa Bay Lightning, which never fucking happens. Like, dude, when my teams are down, my Dallas teams, when we're down, we're down, and we're fucking out, and we kind of just, like, give up, but we didn't fucking give up. We came back, and we actually beat them, so super fucking excited about that. We're just on a losing streak now. What is it, 2-3-game losing streak? So we got the Winter Classic coming up. Hopefully that'll motivate us a little bit. And they've actually started. I'm going to start watching the Road to the Winter Classic soon. They've already started putting out content and videos and shit like that of them building the ice down in the stadium. And, you know, I'm sure they're doing interviews with players. And it's going to be a great promo for Dallas. I wish I was fucking going, but I'm glad I didn't spend nearly $400 to go to that game. I'll just watch it on fucking TV. Even though it would be super, super fun to see it in the Cotton Bowl. Like, that's a rarity. I don't even know if they've ever had a fucking hockey game in the Cotton Bowl. That's actually a good stat to look up that I won't look up right now. I'm trying to get out of here. I think my daughter's about to wake up. Connor's about to be home. So I'm just going to chill and probably watch Christmas Vacation. But yeah, that's what's going on. The fucking Mavericks are still fucking killing it, man. I've been watching so many more Mavericks games lately. And let me just go ahead and say this about Rick Carlisle, man. I love what the fuck he's doing. I don't know. The closest thing I can think to what he's doing is Phil Jackson, like he used to do with the fucking Lakers, which would be, you know, I think he did it opposite of what Rick Carlisle's doing. So he would put, you know, the big guns in, Kobe and Shaq and all those dudes, and they would just run the game. The whole game, you know, just fucking tearing up the other team. And then by the time the, you know, halfway through the third quarter comes around, the fourth quarter comes around, Phil Jackson's putting in the bench guys just to give them work, just to help them along. Rick Carlisle is doing the opposite of that, which is super fucking smart. So he starts the game with the bench guys. He's given fucking Porzingis a rest. He's given, what's the kid's name? Doncic a rest. And they're sitting out, you know, probably halfway through the game. It kind of depends. He's feeling it out. But, you know, it's like the bench guys come in. They see what they can do. If they start falling far behind, he'll put the big guns in, and then we catch up. Dude, our fucking threes are off. What's that guy's name? Hardaway Jr.? That guy is fucking sick, man. That dude does not miss a goddamn three, or very rarely misses a three. He's just got such a great stroke. You know, it's hard to fucking beat. When a team's shooting threes on you like that, you can't score 2 points at a time. Just math alone tells you you're not going to win that fucking game. But I love what Rick Carlisle's doing. I think he's a fucking genius. And he's giving those younger guys, the non-starters, a little bit of work to start the game, see what they can do. I'm sure if they're winning the game, he would just leave him out there. Why not? But we've been playing some powerhouses lately. We have had a couple of losses, but that's going to happen. It's a fucking 82-game season. I'm thinking the Mavs are going to make the playoffs, man, and they're super fucking fun to watch right now, especially with that strategy I was just telling you guys about. But that's pretty much DFW Sports. Who did we get? Corey Kluber. The Texas Rangers got Kluber, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I'm blanking on the names right now for a starting rotation. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I don't have high hopes for the Rangers this season. I know they're getting the new stadium and all that shit, but we got to have the full fucking package. Bullpen, starting pitching, and our bats got to come alive a little bit. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. Thanks for listening. Episode number 101. And I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday. Oh, shit, I got to finish this drink. I made too much. Give me one sec. All right, guys, talk to you later. That's going to do it for me. Bye.